With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, and you're very welcome along to Jungle Fever. This is your best podcast for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2018. Later on, we'll be doing a very special Bush banquet, which we'll be talking about. It's pretty scary. But first, Darren Eleanor on the couch as well. Wicker Old Farley, how are you today?
Good, not too bad.
Welcome along to this lovely little studio.
It's lovely, yeah. It's very fun.
I'm a Celebrity. Trees. I know, Jesus, like... You never know where
creepy crawlies.
You're literally in the middle of the jungle here.
So lads, we are fully in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Now. Noel Edmonds has joined the party. Girl, you were watching it last night. What did you make of his entrance?
I reckon he'll be dead by the end of the show. I reckon I'll give him till the end of next week before somebody snaps. And I think it was very interesting because when I saw the entrance, I thought, oh, yeah, that's not going to last. That's not going to go down well. But by the end of that episode, you could see the people that are probably going to snap. I think it's either going to be Rita or Malik, maybe.
And you know what? I think he's getting tired now, isn't it? He's getting very hungry and tired and a bit stroppy. I thought he was going to win it at the start. I don't think so now.
Yeah, he is. He's gone a bit stroppy. He sees loads of muscles, you know, so they're starting to probably deplete. You know, he probably needs more food than everybody else on the camp. I think he could snap. There was a few looks there last night where I thought, okay, yeah, Noel,
this
you
is
need to
it.
Rein this in or you're dead.
Guys, what did you make about it? What did you think about Noel's entrance?
Noel, to me, is like that, do you know that uncle you meet at a wedding and he starts off and he's like gas crack, but then the jokes keep coming and he's trying too hard and he's insulting you and you're just like... please stop. That's what Noel reminds me of. And I feel like the longer he's in there, someone is just going to kill him.
Yeah, who do you think is going to be?
I actually think Harry. Because I know
there's... Controversial.
Controversial. Because Harry's bossing him around, I think. I think Harry's found, this guy's the leader, but I'm also a manager, leader type person.
Yeah.
Because if you saw last night's thing, everything Noel did was because of Harry.
Harry had grated on me quite a bit. And then last night... it's like, oh no, actually, Harry's quite sound.
Yeah.
I really liked him.
Harry has surprised me. I think he's lovely. I think he's a lot more cracked than I thought he was going to be. Mm. But I just think living in that confined area with Noel is just going to kill him.
Yeah, I think Harry hasn't done a task yet, has he?
No, not yet.
So that could be the kind of maybe the breaking out. I think he's kind of, especially with Noel now, a bit of a love in there. I think they're of similar age, having a bit of crack, the leadership element. But I think maybe if, you know, some things don't go Harry's way, if he does a task or he has to get a bit, you know, kind of deep in it, I don't know, he could get, you know, a bit annoyed quite quickly, you know what I mean? This is not for me then, you know what I mean?
Noel's hair. It's just stunning.
Yeah, there's a couple of highlights going on there, isn't it?
It's weird, isn't it?
Like,
it's
he's been in the chair.
His arms as well. It's like he's in good shape.
He is, yeah.
Oh, I never even noticed the shape. I was so blinded by the lowlights.
And the only guy into girls in this whole chair is noticing the muscles. Well, this is odd. I hope John Barrowman and him, because I saw last night, I think the media kind of pushed up the fact that, you know, when he was scratching his willy and...
yeah.
I didn't get anything out of it. I didn't really think that was an argument, but all over the news this morning, everyone was saying, oh, they're fighting. They weren't. He just said, stop scratching yourself.
I actually thought it was a bit unfair for Noel to do that.
Do you think so?
I felt it was a power thing. He was kind of up on this pedestal and he wanted to make someone feel small. And I think that's why he did that.
Yeah, and I think people will accept the bit of crack. Mm. But then once, you see, you're right, he doesn't know the levels. He doesn't know how to play it. And I think as soon as he starts to... get into that, it'll grate really quickly. And I think now, because he's like John Barrowman, he's made a show of him. There's no way back from that now. I think John Barrowman's just going to hate him for the rest of the show.
I think he belittled him.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Especially when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happens when you're at family events. You know, like if the dinner's just a little bit late, that's why people end up murdering each other at Christmas.
That's what it's going to be like.
And we're talking about food. The cheese that came in last night and the grapes.
Oh, Harry's comment.
Ah, come on.
Is this for the whole camp?
Yeah.
He's right, though. I mean,
yeah, that's one person on their own with a bottle of wine after a breakup. Yeah. That's what you eat. Like that.
That was me last night. That's how bad. I think Malik is a good one. I think he's one to watch now. Asin's going to pull a tantrum. Mm. John Barrowman. I think Rita Simons. I think tonight will be very interesting with the
Bush
task.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to break her now. I think she has OCD. She's said she's really bad OCD.
Okay.
Like a really bad condition of it. And I actually noticed her last night when they were in the water. She actually did say something. And did you watch Extra Camp last night?
Yeah, a little bit of it, yeah.
At the Extra Camp part, Deck and Holly did say that, you know, when they were all in the water, when Rita and Malik were in the water doing that challenge, that they didn't show it last night, but Harry and Noel were chatting to each other about, oh, how do we do this again? And she snapped. She was like, bloody hell, guys, this is blah, blah, blah. So I think she is going to now start ramping it up and kind of make it interesting, because people are saying it's boring this year.
Well, they're very friendly.
Yeah.
They are all very friendly.
Everyone's
a couple
so
of
nice.
Yeah, there's been a bit of farting in the mornings. And there's been a bit of, you know, I noticed, is it, I can't remember her name, is it Emily?
Emily.
Yes, she's just this little wave from her hammock in the morning, and there's just something really passive aggressive about it. Like, she seems to be waving. It's like, that obviously clearly Amber snoring again. Like, she's just like, morning. It's like, that's going to change by the end.
She's not happy.
It's still early days. They have to be starved and, you know, sleep deprived. I think the best is yet to come. I think it's very friendly. Noel is definitely going to ruffle some feathers, being, you know, this, you know, emperor kind of character. And I mean, there's no better man to play up to a character. Like, he's TV royalty, and he's definitely playing the part. Like,
I think when that emperor thing's gone and he's just one of the pack, I think he'll be the one that will snap,
and they're gonna hate him.
Oh, completely. Oh, yeah.
I think they're gonna hate him.
Absolutely. He'll never work again. It's over. I hope he's getting a big check for this, because it's over.
When he arrived in, I just don't get this whole Colosseum thing. I don't like it.
It's a bit random, isn't it?
Yeah. And I saw them trying to make, like, on Extra Camp last night, they show them making it. And they said it's very strange for it to be raining at this time of year. And
Jesus,
I think
crazy.
That kind of added to it being shit. I don't know. I just, there was something about it. I was like, oh, is this it?
Yeah, it's a bit try hard, all right.
Yeah,
and
isn't
I think
it?
As soon as, I don't know. I think it's something people are going to tire of really, really quickly. Like you said, the more hungry they get, the more, you know, the more they get homesick. They're just going to get annoyed if there's just someone acting the dick the whole time.
Now, there's a thing that we're going to talk about now. And I've noticed it all over the years. But because it was Ant and Deck, it was never picked up on. But because Deck's on his own this year, every single word he says, people are going, all right. He keeps on going, fabulous, when it comes to John Barrowman. And people are saying it's slightly homophobic. I think he's been at that for years. They've all been at it.
Oh,
the two of them. And no one has ever done it, because Ant drives his car while drunk into into someone else. I'm like, oh, poor Ant. If I went into that now, I'd lose my job. You know what I mean? Like, I just think the nation, I think, are starting to slip away from this whole, oh, aren't Ant and Deck great? Aren't they brilliant? Or are people reading into it saying, oh, he's being homophobic?
God.
Pretty crazy word to throw in.
Yeah.
You know, because it's quite serious.
Was John Barrowman saying that?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So John, and
well,
he
was probably camping it up. So, I mean, they're probably just echoing that. I mean, I always think with Ant and Deck, you know, like PJ and Duncan back in the day, that was my youth. They can do no wrong. I know he ran somebody over, but look, have you heard Let's Get Ready to Rumble?
Ride a night in coppers. Yeah, it's all good.
The one thing I will say is, I think with Holly and Deck, they're not working together. There's no chemistry whatsoever. And I think it's because she is kind of like, she's presenting the thing solo, and he is just doing all the hammy stuff he would have done with Ant. And it just doesn't work with her, because she's used to Philip Schofield, who is
just
almost zero personality.
I think that's what it is. You know, she's doing her bits.
Yeah,
he's trying to do his.
I think they should have replaced them. They should have just got rid of them. I mean, they can bring them back. They
we
can
discussed
bring them back.
That.
Definitely bring them back.
I said the exact same thing.
But I think somebody else would have.
Yeah.
I think what the thing is with the fabulous thing So in his opening interview, he actually said that, and he said it with the tone of voice that Deck has been using. Now, had you not seen that, I can absolutely understand why people would be a bit like, okay, Deck, like, calm down. I think Deck's intentions, I personally don't think that's what his intentions is. I think he's just mimicking what John said himself. But if you didn't see that interview, I can absolutely understand why you might be a bit like, ah, Deck, sit down a bit.
I mean, I didn't see that interview, actually, and... But it did grate on me a bit. I was like, what is this? Yeah. And then I think you have to apply a bit of... Look, the tabloids don't do that. They don't apply any intelligence to it. They don't apply, you know... They just look at, oh, what is this thing? What's the story we can make out of it? I can't even imagine for a second that Deck is remotely homophobic. Yeah. Like, he was a pop star in the 90s.
And I'm sure he's... witnessed or been in company of people that, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't know what you were going to say there. Have you got insider knowledge on Deck?
I nearly did, but then I didn't.
I think that's just people making a mountain out of something. Like, I can see, I absolutely think you're right. If he hadn't seen that first interview, you probably could think that. But, I mean, John Barrowman, even for years, like, he is the campest...
But he played, he's a
huge personality. I mean, I saw him years ago in the West End and Anything Goes. And I remember thinking, whoa. Like, but he, like, camp as Christmas.
Yeah,
like, and then at the end of it, like, he was doing loads of tap dance. And at the end of it, then he got together with the girl. And you're like, ah, come on.
Really?
Just as a sailor on that boat, you could have kissed.
I have some tweets here from last night. Charlotte Crosby said, I'm not being funny, but all these I'm a Celeb challenges are an absolute piece of piss. I'd be able to do them all with my eyes closed. I'm a celebrity. Up your game. Those crocodiles are tiny. Yawn.
Hint, hint. Someone wants to go in. Someone's looking for that paycheck.
See, who's this?
Charlotte Crosby. One of those.
Geordie Shore.
Geordie Shore. Oh, she's in Geordie. Yeah.
Oh, terrible. You
know, good luck. She's probably tweeting that on her break in a Landis.
Yeah. You're so right. I think the challenge is, I don't like the Coliseum at the minute when they're all in there. I don't think I could have done most of them. I could have done the Scary Rose. I couldn't have done the one last night where they were lying down and stuff being thrown on them.
I think I'd be brilliant, to be honest.
Imagine all the stuff in your mouth. Now, the tongue thing I thought was hilarious, where they had to get the... thinking everything else that was going on, a
getting
filthy
bitten
mind.
By all those little ants while you're doing it as well. Like, it's a tough one, yeah.
Like, for me, one of those trials is watching that, because I can't handle snakes, and it's the terror of there actually might be one on screen. That in watching it, that's all I can think of. So I do watch it with my iPad, just like, we're all right. And even my other half knows that if one even comes on screen, it's just literally, don't come in here, don't come in. Stay in the hall.
Yeah, no, I would be like that with this, because I have to time the way I eat. So if I go to the gym or if I'm going out, I can't have food till afterwards because I can't look at the maggots or any of those sort of things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I watched actually the last night's episode this morning because I was gigging last night and I was watching it eating a bowl of porridge. Got two spoonfuls.
Yeah. I'm done.
This is a very bad move, girls.
Well, next week is the first elimination, so we look forward to seeing that. Who's going to get kicked out? Who's going to be voted out as well? Who's going to be nominated? Because I think it's going to be a big... Because they're all, as you say, they're all friends. But I'm sure, like, underneath it all, they all hate... Like, some of them must hate each other.
Yeah.
Subtly. I have to say, there's no one that's screaming out to me that I think is going to be eliminated. I feel like it's really hard.
Malik is just... I think he's a little bit invisible. And just...
Yeah.
I think then his kind of attitude is kind of, you know, to viewers, I think it's a bit like, maybe he doesn't want to be there. Let's just nominate him. I think, you know, because I think everyone else is kind of... being more involved. I think Fleur is amazing.
She's great.
You know?
Yeah.
I think she'd be great on This Morning, or she'd be great on a TV show, like a Sally, Jesse, Raphael, or a Trisha, you know, one of them. What are you saying? She just seems to be that bit of crack, and she has the laugh. But the rest of them,
Anne.
I like Anne.
Do you like Anne?
Well, I always loved her on The Chase. I think it's a bit weird seeing her like trying to get out of bed. I was thinking, oh, come on, this is a bit undignified.
Just a little bit tragic, I know.
You see, I think what happens is when you get a situation like that where everybody's friends, nobody's really sticking their head above the parapet. So you never know who's, like, so nobody has an inkling that it's going to be them. So even the small things get made bigger because everyone's just a little bit dull. So I think Malik, even if he was to watch back the edits of what's gone out, he would be like, God,
it was brutal. I'm a lovely fella.
You know,
absolutely.
Well, Gro, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, no
and,
problem.
We hope to have you back soon for a bit more Jungle Fever.
Anytime, Crossy.
Thank you. Today's Bush Banquet is very, very special, and I am absolutely terrified. If Holly Willoughby thought she had it bad today, I do. I am afraid sitting beside Dave from Dave's Jungle. The legend that is Dave has brought in some animals for us to take part in our challenge, just like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Dave, you're very welcome to Jungle Fever. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, great. Thanks, yeah.
So
yeah,
for people at home, can you explain what are in the two boxes?
In the two boxes? Well, I've got two tarantulas, and these are both Mexican tarantulas. And one is a Mexican fireleg. That's this large one here. She's about 9 years of age.
And I believe you have a snake with us as well. And that's called Seamus.
Yeah, that's Seamus.
Seamus the snake.
Oh,
the python, great. What length is Seamus the python?
Seamus, he must be nearly 7 or 8 feet long now.
Wow, that's crazy.
He's about halfway there, actually.
So
he's
going to
get
there.
A lot bigger. Yeah, yeah. Maybe max out at 16 feet.
And would many people have pythons like that in their houses?
Yeah, a few, but they do. It's just because they get so big. Like, yeah. The females grow to over 20 feet. So
it's just a matter of, like, having somewhere to put them if they do have them.
Yeah, and somewhere to put frozen rabbits and rats in your freezer as well. Is a kind of
My housemate I used to live with him for 2 years, had a snake. And I didn't know about this until one day I went into the freezer to put in some steaks. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell is this? Opened it up, and there were little mice.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this guy's bloody weird. And then I found out that it was a snake. It's just, yeah, knowing everything then that they shed. Does he shed his
skin? Yeah, shed every 6 weeks regularly.
Oh, wow. Wow. This is the challenge this week. We are going to ask you a set of questions, and Charlotte Jr. and Charlotte Sr. are going to be on you as they do the challenge. Are you ready? Right, Darrow, how are you when it comes to spiders?
Yeah, happy enough. Yeah,
look at this. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. No, I'd be gone by now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right there, Senior. So Junior is going to go to Ellen. Are you ready for this,
yes.
Ellen?
Oh, my God.
Right, we're going to get cracking now. Is that okay?
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Question number one. Ellen, this is for you. How many stars did Emily Atack earn in her Bush Tucker trial on Monday show?
I'm going to say that she earned 9.
9, correct and right. Ding, ding, ding. Dara, this is for you.
Yeah.
Are you feeling comfortable with the spider on you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely loving it. I'd watch that, Dave. He's probably going to nick it. According to OK Magazine, who was paid more in the appearance fees for this year's show? John Barrowman or Nick Knowles?
John Barrowman.
You're wrong. It's Nick Knowles. $200K he got. Not bad, eh? Ellen, this one's for you. Anne revealed that on Wednesday night that according to Wikipedia, she has a husband. What was his first name? Just his first name.
Brilliant.
Harry?
No, it was Jake.
Hester.
Jake Hester. That's what I was thinking of Harry.
Look at this. Okay, this for you to get back into the game, Dara. As of last night, who is the bookie's favourite to exit the show first?
Malik.
No, it's Sarah.
Oh. Is it?
Yes, Sarah is Sarah Khan could be the one. Right, so now, because you're so comfortable, because they're so comfortable with this, all right, Dave, I think they should put little Seamus on top of them as they do the last question.
Okay.
So if you just want to pop down to Charlotte's, Senior and Junior, thank you so much for being here today, Charlotte's. Yeah, how'd you feel having a snake on top of you?
Yeah, okay, yeah, fine, yeah, happy enough.
I am.
Oh, wow, look at
Jesus.
This.
Dara, you've got Seamus right on top of you at this moment in time.
It's
how
heavy.
Do you feel about this?
Yeah, great.
Is it heavy? Is it
sticky? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What does it feel like?
Gorgeous and soft. Like, it's
Dara, you're weird. What's going on with you?
Yeah,
I think he's looking at me going, look, there's dinner. Dara, your question. Extra Camp presenter Scarlett Moffat came to note in the Channel 4 show Gogglebox before entering I'm a Celeb. In what year did she enter the jungle?
2016.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct and right, Ellen. Stand up. Seamus has now been wrapped around Ellen's neck, and she
like
looks like
Britney Spears.
Here is your question. What magazine did Harry reveal himself and Alex Ferguson would be reading together 15 minutes before kickoff?
What magazine?
Yeah, they were talking about it last night, and I was like, that's pretty cool, as they were going to have a glass of red wine.
Oh my God, I don't know.
I think Seamus really likes Dara. Look at him. Look at
Vogue?
Vogue. No. How random, you got it wrong, so that means we're into a tiebreaker. It was the Racing Post. As you know, Alex Ferguson is mad into the horses, and so is young Ari. So right, we're going to go into the bonus round here, okay? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
One of you, whoever shouts this, actually maybe not shout because you might scare Seamus. one of you win, all right? Are you ready for this? This is the question.
Why do I still have the snake on me though, guys?
Oh, this is part of it. Since meeting Peter Andre in the jungle in 2004, how many marriages has Katie Price been through?
Three.
That's very cruel. Oh my God, you're great. Three is correct and right. So that means Ellen wins the point for this one, as Ooh. She's got Seamus wrapped around her. Which
Seamus
is very
told me the answer.
Oh, so that is it for our I'm a Celebrity podcast. We'd like to thank Dave from Dave's Jungle for being part of this, for bringing in Charlotte Jr., Charlotte Sr., and Seamus the Snake, who, what foot is he again? 8 feet. And I have never been more terrified in my entire life. Spiders and snakes. So thank you again for listening and watching. And don't forget, download the podcast and listen to us again next Monday. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.